Hello, Audio Boo Land. Shush. Now, let me turn that off. It is Sunday, the... where are we? 24th of August. 5 minutes to 10 in the evening. I'm sitting here in our lovely cottage on the Isle of Skye. Claire and Dominic have been here for 9 days, but they now have left and are in the process of getting home. They're staying in a hotel overnight night on the way back, and I believe they're there now. I'm booing now because I'm looking at the state of access to television in the United Kingdom. And I have to say, I'm a little bit underwhelmed. And I'm wondering maybe if I'm missing something or whether things are more usable than they appear. So, let's get down to it. As many people, both inside and outside the UK, know, the UK has more audio-described TV content than pretty much anywhere else, and possibly even everywhere else put together. So, no real problems with the content itself. I mean, there can always be more, but it's a pretty damn good start. So, that's all fine and dandy, but there are issues of actually accessing the content. That is to say, knowing when it's on, and physically operating, being able to operate the equipment so that you can actually watch it. These two areas appear to be a little bit more problematic. So, we seem to have four platforms, or three platforms at our disposal. We have Freeview, which is free-to-air digital television over the air. There is no analog television in the UK anymore. There is FreeSat, which is Freeview on satellite, except that the FreeSat has about four times as many channels, as far as I can tell. And in some areas, a lot more. For example, I think we only get about, I haven't counted up, but it would be no more than about 20 channels here. And most of it's BBC and ITV, I think. And you get Channel 4 and Channel 5, but none of the extra stuff. The basic channels, pretty much. And the radio is pretty much just BBC on Freeview. So on FreeSat, you get something like 200 channels, something like that. And that's, you know, there's a range of choice of receivers and stuff that you can use as long as it's built to the FreeSat specification. And, of course, there's Sky, which includes their FreeSat offering called FreeSat by Sky, but it's all just Sky, really. There are other options, of course. There's people like Virgin Media, and there are other IP-based solutions like BT TV and TalkTalk TV and stuff like that. And I would be interested to know whether anyone has had experience with any of those sorts of things. But given that we are on the Isle of Skye and that we're looking at this with a view to what we're going to do when we come back to the Isle of Skye next year, I'm going to limit consideration to what appears to be available here. Now, I haven't checked on the availability of Virgin Media. It may be available. I don't know. Certainly, I don't know whether how high quality the internet is that we can get here, that can be gotten here. So I'm not really considering those options right now unless they are particularly good, and I would be interested to hear about those sorts of things. So for the moment, just restricting discussion to Freeview, FreeSat, and Sky As I say, I need to check on Virgin Media's availability. And if Virgin Media is particularly good in terms of usable set-top boxes and stuff, then I'd really like to hear about it. But I haven't dug up any information that says so about that. So in terms of using the equipment, first and foremost, the only two things I've been able to find out are that the there is, of course, the Freeview box that's been developed in partnership with the RNIB, and I forget exactly what it's called, but it has speech output and stuff, and it sounds pretty good. But as I say, Freeview is a very limited platform in this area, and you can get very little apart from BBC here. Not that there's anything wrong with BBC, but if you're going to get yourself a system, you may as well get something that picks up a little more if you can. But that is a good option. There is another thing for Sky called Sky Talker, which is an external box that connects to certain Sky receivers. It apparently has been out since 2010, so I'm surprised I hadn't heard about it before now, and I know other people hadn't heard about it until now either. It apparently will give you some information, like the channel that you're on, and help you, you know, with some bits and pieces, but I don't know whether it will allow you to fully navigate all the system menus and all that sort of stuff. In particular, I don't know if it will allow you to turn on and off the audio description stuff yourself, which I think is a big deal. So I'd be interested to hear from anyone who uses a Sky Talker and whether it finds it, I mean, I'm sure it's helpful, but I'd be interested to know about its shortcomings. And as far as I can tell, that's that. I have not come across any mention anywhere of any accessible FreeSat TV receivers, and I will write to them and ask them, given that they are open to development from multiple manufacturers. You'd think that someone would have done something, but I haven't found anything about that. Hello, you right?
I'm just wondering whether it's not spinning.
Oh, okay. Probably is. But the one thing that I did notice about the FreeSat is that you can, if you are using certain types of FreeSat receivers, you can use the FreeSat app to control your FreeSat machine. Not only can you set up remote recording and stuff like that if you have the appropriate account and all that sort of stuff, you can also do things like control playback and all sorts of cool things, and you can turn audio description on and off on those machines with the app, which I think is pretty cool. However, the accessibility of the app leaves a bit to be desired, at least the iOS app. Like, for example, I did a search. I wasn't able to tell which channel the particular program I searched for was on. I didn't see any real easy way of browsing the guide. The voiceover navigation is a bit iffy. The labeling of buttons is a bit dodgy. I wasn't able to find any way to restrict the guide to showing me just audio described programs, etc., etc., etc. Now, given that we're looking to come back in a year's time, there's probably time to get this fixed. But anyway, that's where that is with FreeSat. While we're talking about apps, I also took a look at the Sky Plus app, and some aspects of the Sky Plus app are quite good. People use it, and admittedly, I'm using it without a Sky Plus machine and without signing in, so it may affect my experience. But I, for example, did a search for a program. It brought up the results. It told me which channel it was on, which was something the FreeSat didn't do, but it didn't tell me anything about the program, including whether it was audio described or not. It didn't even give me the synopsis, though it looked like it was trying to. There was real estate on the screen for it. The info button was pressed, but there was nothing there. But I could. There were things like to find other airings and like tell it to record it on my Sky Plus machine if I had one, and presumably that does work because I know of people who are doing it. So it looks like the Sky Plus app has some possibilities, but it also